T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD is leading a new effort to tackle graffiti across the city. And if you see your block getting tagged up and vandalized, they want you to report it.
The official kickoff of the NYPD graffiti cleanup effort was on Putnam Avenue in Bushwick. The police and local community groups and businesses worked side by side with paintbrushes and rollers to paint over the scribble on the side of the wall of the Food Bazaar supermarket. Chief Jeffrey Madry says many of the officers are working on their personal time without pay. He said it's great to have the police and the community working together.
This is how we build bridges and create trust when we're able to come out and with our local partners.
The city's effort to clean up graffiti was suspended last July because of the COVID pandemic. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
And if you're in a car, taxi, maybe even riding a bus in the city today, you may get stuck in a traffic bottleneck from a pothole repair crew blocking a lane or two. There are a lot of them out this weekend. But the good news is they're making the roads and highways nice and smooth, filling up those little craters that can wreak havoc on a vehicle's alignment. City DOT Commissioner Hank Gutman tells us it's a mess out there and they are on it.
Between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., there are 60 pothole crews all over the city, on city streets, on highways, everything that's paved, repairing the potholes that this tough winter brought us.
Neighborhoods with the worst reported potholes are Sunset Park and Morrisania. And if you want to know where the traffic jams are throughout the weekend, all you need to do is stick with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the ones our jam cams are looking out. Cash seized from crime scenes has been disappearing from safes at the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, and now an internal investigation is underway to determine where it went. Officials there say the money is supposed to be carefully accounted for and locked away in those safes, and access to them is limited to only certain investigative staff members. They're not saying how much of that cash is missing, but that it seems to have been taken from multiple stashes of evidence from different crime scenes and totally separate cases. Prosecutor Esther Suarez released a statement calling this a betrayal and disgrace of the sacred oaths taken by those who wear a badge. She also announced she's ordering a full audit of other cases and a review of the procedures for the safekeeping of money and property. A driver going too fast is blamed for taking out a scaffold on Manhattan's East Side this morning. Police say the man, who is in his 20s, crashed into the sidewalk shed on East 58th and 3rd at around 4 in the morning. Pieces of it went flying. These neighbors spoke with NBC4.
There's a few homeless people I walk by every single day, so I hope no one was too badly injured.
Yeah, they sleep under that scaffold.
Thankfully, no one was seriously hurt, but the driver had to go to the hospital for minor injuries. He is also expected to get a ticket and be charged with driving with a suspended license. Checking the 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. This afternoon, cloudy. A few breaks of sun at times, a high of 65. We should stay dry for the afternoon. A video circulating on social media appears to show an NYPD vehicle being surrounded by people shouting obscenities. This is at 155th in Amsterdam in Upper Manhattan.
Even the people don't want to see you here.
One man is actually holding a loudspeaker as the crowd yells at the police in their SUV to leave the neighborhood and demanding the badge number of one of the officers inside. The taunting apparently goes on for several minutes. It's not clear what, if anything, led to this. The PBA tweeted the video is hate and harassment for no reason apart from the uniform. The NYPD says there have not been any arrests. A dispute with a neighbor turned into a tense armed standoff with cops yesterday in Roosevelt, Long Island. Nassau County police say they were called about a guy threatening a neighbor with a rifle. They went to his house and say 67-year-old Michael Glenn refused to come out and had a woman and two kids in there as hostages. This was on Pennywood Avenue. The police surrounded the house and negotiated with the guy until he surrendered without hurting anyone. Glenn is facing weapons, child endangerment, and unlawful imprisonment charges. An arrest in a murder and robbery from 9 years ago at a Hamilton Heights Metro PCS store. The reason it took so long was that this suspect fled the country, but police say 40-year-old Osvaldo Polanco Garcia was extradited back to the U.S. from Costa Rica yesterday and charged in the murder of 30-year-old Francisco Pinzon Martinez in October of 2012. Pinzon Martinez was an employee at the Metro PCS at 145th and Broadway. Police believe he was closing up the shop for the night when three men attacked him, taking cash from the store and beating him to death. The two other suspects were arrested shortly after, both charged with murder and robbery, but Polanco Garcia disappeared. Costa Rican officials say they figured out who he was when he tried to cross the border there with a fake ID.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.